If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show,
Hi there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down for the nerds in Seattle and on the internet every weekday morning. Still didn't get it right. Damn it. Oh, well. Who complained to somebody who cares? What a time. What a time. This is great commentary, right? Right. Well, we'll start with the most, I think it was the most shocking news yesterday. That of Bartell Drugs hitting you right where the local feels it the most. I'm not local, I'm just saying. You know what I mean.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Bartell Drugs will no longer be locally owned and operated. What? After 130 years, they're selling to national powerhouse Rite Aid. They've purchased the drugstore chain for a massive amount of money. Like Russell Wilson money. Evidently, Rite Aid is committed to keeping the Bartell brand, so that is good news, I guess. Coachella has been postponed again, reports Rolling Stone. Ah, great. It'll be the third time they've pushed the festival back, and you'll have to wait until October 2021, 1 year from now, before hordes of people return to the valley for the iconic music festival. And the iconic elephant car wash, that big pink sign on Denny? Yeah, it's coming down! And the demolition paperwork has been filed. Ah, get out of here. Might as well just take down the Space Needle and build some more freaking condos. Great. His good vibes went viral when TikTok user Dogface208 cruised around on his longboard sipping from too big a bottle of Ocean Spray. Lip syncing to Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Cool stuff. His car had broken down, I guess, on his way to work, and so he longboarded in with a totally chill attitude. Ocean Spray wanted some of that social media currency, so they teamed up with a local car dealership and bought that dude a truck. Filled it full of juice. Dropped it off, and thanks. Is it like The Price is Right, though, where you end up having to pay a ton of tax on that gift?
You just got news.
That pink elephant car wash thing, that really sucks. The elephant car wash will close permanently, the company announced in a news release earlier today. I'm going to read the story a little bit more here. The permit has been filed for the iconic elephant car wash, which has operated on the corner of Battery Street and Denny Way since 1956. Now, this is interesting because only 750 square feet of the property are set to be demolished. I don't know how that works, but it's a massive spot. The Seattle Times says it's 4,700 feet. Large. That's crazy. So what's going to happen to the iconic rotating sign? Well, it's the thing that I wish would happen is. It looks like the sign will be donated to the Museum of History and Industry, known as MOHI, which I'm sure is barely open right now, but they'll get this giant sign. I wonder how massive it actually is, because in my mind it's big, but like in a room, is it huge? This is the line that really hurts, though, about the shape that Seattle's in. The company, which continues to operate 14 car wash locations around the Puget Sound region, cited crime, homelessness, and drug use in and around the Battery Street location as the rationale for its closure. Everything seems terrible. Okay. Well, I took a... No, I probably shouldn't. I probably shouldn't talk about the harassment training thing that I was watching and then make fun of it. That's probably the opposite of what you're supposed to. Hey, it worked! I learned! How about the big win from Seattle Sounders yesterday as well? 2-1, should have been 2-0, but knew who had that ridiculous own goal. Whoops, it happens for defenders. Sounders still number one in the West, just another month left in the season before the playoffs kick in, and 65% of the teams get to participate in that. Looking forward to it, though. That team looks real good. Okay, two things now for Nerd Talk. Which version am I going to play? Which version will it be? Okay, I've sorted it out. So, solar and wind energy have hit 2/3 of the new energy installation growth. That means that we're replacing, when we're putting new stuff in, we're turning to renewable energy sources a lot more. Meanwhile, the installation of fossil fuels has like dropped significantly by down to like only 25% of new development. That's awesome. I'm thinking about, you see, solar and wind used in the same sentence. Solar and wind have hit 2/3 of the new energy. Okay, great. What about solar wind? Like, if we didn't have the, I think it's the magnetosphere that protects the Earth from, I think so, that protects us from the wind, that the particles that radiate off of the sun, and we're about to start the next heliocycle. It's like heliocycle 25 or something like that, where in the next few years it'll ramp up the amount of solar wind that'll hit us. How do we collect that and turn it into energy, other than solar power on the Earth? Like, before it gets to the magnetosphere or whatever it is that protects us, how do we collect that turbulent energy and turn it into something? Maybe that's how we explore space, huh? All right, just a crazy thought. Anyway, plants curing cancer is a thing, but not the plant itself. More like the thing. It'd be like using plant cancer to cure human cancer. Here. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Scientists are looking to plants to cure cancer. Well, instead of making drugs from them, they want to use plant viruses to battle tumors. Already with some great success in trials on mice and dogs. Human trials are... Wait, hold on. Plant viruses? Look, I'm all for crushing cancer, but don't we already have enough on our hands with coronavirus? Hey, maybe we could crack open a sarcophagus and try an ancient haunted mummy virus next. All right. Big moves in our neighbor to the north. Canada plans to ban all single-use plastics next year. Oh, wow. That includes checkout bags and straws, stir sticks, stuff that is made from hard-to-recycle plastics. Get out of here, buddy. And finally, the astronaut picked to fly the new Boeing Starliner to space has backed out, instead choosing his daughter's wedding over a trip to the ISS. Hold on, something there doesn't add up. My dad skipped my wedding, and that's just because he's a lunatic. If he was like, yo, can't make it, gonna be in space, I think I could understand. Or, you know, reschedule. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Yeah, I know that cancer isn't a virus. Stop. Okay. Anyway, thanks for joining me. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for listening to the show on the radio or the radio.com app or whatever. Thanks. That's what I'm trying to say.
This is the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.